You're listening to The Hardline. It is Corona Fight Night, live from the Village Country Club, and we are just about to get fights up and running here before too terribly much longer. We have many ticket luminaries already starting to show up out here.
Luminaries?
Yes. I mean, look around. There's Junior Miller. There's Norm, the ring announcer. Rich Phillips, the ticket Volvazuela, is here.
Rich is really the star of this entire night.
Yes, he is.
Because
him and Lawrence Coles, the official,
yeah,
the referee,
Lawrence,
who is back again this year. A guy who pretty much does this for a living, I guess.
He did all the Ali Frazier fights, I do believe.
Yes. He did Sonny Liston, Cassius Clay. He did Floyd Patterson, Ingemar Johansson, and now he does this again. He's done it every year.
Yeah.
He is a credible boxing referee, and yet he continues to affiliate himself with this.
He
Go
gets
figure.
A kick out of it.
Explain. Somebody. Anybody.
He has a reputation of Hitler on here. No, he doesn't. He has nothing to do with Hitler. All right, speaking of that drop, we had a year ago, we had a long evening.
I had a pretty normal evening myself.
Well, we had a long evening.
Mine was fine, too.
So we're using the royal we here?
We are. We're using the royal we. It was a long
this is
one.
Brought to you by
Caldwell & Son and Autoflex.
They must be proud.
We mistimed the bars closing, and a lot of things were mistimed or misjudged.
Yeah, we sort of lost track of a few things.
We did. And the next day, as we broadcast from,
oddly enough, a grocer.
Like in South Lake or
doing,
something?
Yes, just like we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, at a grocery store.
Or from
store.
Highland Village or somewhere up there.
We had a long day at that grocery store. Thank God that the killer, our engineer, had an even longer day.
Oh, there were many, many things that happened on that day. First of all, that was the day of the killer's raw meat challenge.
Right? $500.
That was not a challenge.
I'd play.
One, what was it, a 17-ounce raw steak.
Yes.
Fat and gristle and all. $500.
Right. And he was all gung-ho and all up behind this until he actually started. And then it petered out very, very quickly.
How many bites did he get down? Like one?
Well, one. He took one bite, swallowed
started
it.
Started turning green.
And that's when I started asking him about the salt and pepper or seasoning or whatever, and that's when he Wi-Fi'd us. Now, he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin, in promotions, went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the killer is putting pepper on it.
What's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
Hey, I gotta try something.
What a jaw wall moment that was.
I mean, what a meltdown from that guy.
I play.
The thing that's always got me about it is the shake voice
yeah.
he develops.
So shaky.
I play.
She got me some seasoning for my steak.
He's fine there. You know, I mean, he gets that out okay, and things are all right. But when it came time for him to talk again,
he saw that intimidating task ahead.
Right.
I play.
The crowd right now looks like It looks like the crowd that shows up at noon for a festival. Like when George's band opened up for Randy Rogers, who I think was playing like 9 hours later.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is the time, or maybe when you opened up for Kansas at 10 in the morning or something.
That was 8 years ago.
This is kind of, it's kind of the trickle effect where people
right.
are just kind of wandering up and kind of looking up like, what's going on over there? Oh, a fight? Well, hell, I'm going to go over there.
When Mike
All right,
toured
well, let's
with
not
Kansas.
Wander off point here.
Oh.
Do we have any more of the killer as he progressed through the challenge? Do we have any more of that, more audio from that?
We just have the drop.
Yeah, just drops and stuff.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, well.
No, I gotta go poop.
Yeah,
I started
that was
gagging before I can swallow.
Yeah, you got one bite in.
It
he
didn't
failed.
Go very well at all.
No.
It was a very tough afternoon for the killer. Now, among the many things that we lost track of that night was you.
Yeah.
And we pretty much didn't have a real good grasp on your whereabouts or exactly what had happened until showtime the next day. So here we are, all set up for the show at the grocery store. I believe you were running a little bit behind that day.
There's a good possibility I was running behind.
Well, I think I was set up and already discussing the show, and then you rolled up and put on the headset, and here's the way it went.
Something quite interesting is going on here at Tom Thumb and Flower Mound.
We have a rapidly developing scene.
This is E-News.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Good Lord, are you all right?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Clear.
That was E-News?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, you can hear the E-News sounder back there. Yeah.
Oh no.
It was
I like
tough.
How you acknowledged it and then kind of just bailed out.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh no. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, it was very here we go.
It was quite a night.
Well, you notice that I am beer free today so far.
So far. The night is young. The day is young.
You're going to go to the after party because isn't that the one that you must attend?
Well, it's the one you want to attend.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have options, but the after party is the one you want to attend.
I can't believe you're wussing out this year at Fight Night. That's your one big night tear it apart.
Bitch. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Cobra.
I mean, look.
Don't let us down.
I might meet you guys out later on.
Okay.
You know?
You won't.
There's some sort of sponsor get-together, I believe, afterwards. I may stick around here.
I bet when you left the house this morning or afternoon, wife probably kind of looked at you and was like,
I bet some stern instructions were delivered.
52 weeks ago today. She kind of looked at you and just shook her head and glared at you. That's why you're not going to do crap today.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. But I'm going to make the most of the day. I'm going to make the most of the fights themselves. That's what's important here, not me.
You know, the important thing is to make friends.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Friends?
Yeah.
The silliest thing ever.
That's not silly. That's what we're all trying to do here, is make friends and join in the fellowship.